Sorry about the delay. We're on. Do you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. So I guess first our thoughts are with everyone in their own, the Neftarim and those who are injured. We daven for their refuah shlema. Topic tonight is Cohen cutting a line. I apologize. I had a very hectic day and didn't have time to fully prepare. So hopefully we'll be okay. Anyway, I had two chalitzas today, followed by a get, followed by a din Torah. It's a busy day. So in Parshas Emor, we have the pasuk v'kidash to ki eslach melakach hu makriv kadosh yelach ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadeshem. You should sanctify a Kohen because the Kohen does the avoda and ki kadosh ani. So the Gemara tells us, Rashi references it on Chumash and Gemara in a few places, but one place in Gittin on Daf and Tess Amid Beis, the Gemara tells us, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Kiddush Tola called Davar Shebekdusha, that this sanctification is relevant to any Davar Shebekdusha, Liftorach Rishon, to open up first, the Levarach Rishon, to say the first bracha, the Litol Mana Yafa Rishon, and to take the first portion. What is this talking about? So we'll see in a moment what the gather is, and that seems to be a machlokes rishonim. Let's take a look at the Rambam first. The Rambam Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Dalid. Rambam writes: Hakohanim huvdalu mechlal halavim levodas hakarbanos. The Kohanim were set aside from amongst Shevet Levi to do the avodas, and Amar v'Yibdel Aron. So the Rambam quotes Bikidasho in the context of the Avoda, that there is a setting aside of the Kohanim in order to allow them to perform the Avoda. Halacha Beis, Bitzarach Kol Adam Yisrael Linog Behen Kavod Harbei. Everybody needs to have Kavod for the Kohanim. Ulahakdim Asam Chol Davar Shebekedusha. And to make them first for every davar shebekdusha, liftoch b'tor rishon, levarach rishon, the litol mana yafa rishon. So the Rambam frames this in the context of davar shebekdusha. After all, it's the kiddushto. The kiddushto applies to anything of a sanctified, of a separated nature. So liftoch b'tor rishon is davar shebekdusha. Levarach rishon is a davar shebekdusha. Let's assume first to zeman of some sort. What's the litol mana yafa rishon? So the Rambam sounds like it's all in the context of davar shebekdusha. So what's the davar shebekdusha of litol mana yafa rishon? Hold on to that for a moment. Rashi gita nun tes amid beis. What's the litol mana yafa rishon? Imba lachlok im Yisrael b'chol davar la'achar sheyichalku b'shava. Omer lo bar v'tol eza shetirza. So Rashi doesn't sound like we're talking dafka in the context of kachim. Take money yafir rishon even in mili da alma, that if you're dividing anything with another yisra with a non kohen, and you divide it in half, so the kohen should be entitled to take whatever share he prefers of that object that they divide in half. It doesn't sound like this is a dafka in the context of davar shebekdusha per se. Let's move on. Ritva moi katan kafchas amid beis. And some of these marmakomos I found in a piece published in the Din Beis Hara HaMerkazi Torah V'Hara newsletter on Parshas Emor, to give credit. The Ritva Moikat and Kavchas Amid Beis, the Kiddush Alachadav Shemekdusha Leftarach Rishon Peirush Besevit Tara, Olavarach Rishon Mesuda, the Litol Mana Yafa Rishon Peirush Shuba Kishaba Lachlo Gemeshutvus, as we just saw in Rashi. However, the Mefarsh Masechas Nedarim, the printed Rashi inside of Nedarim, we assume it's not Rashi, it's some other anonymous Rishon. So the Mefarish there in Maseches Nedarim says, "Litol Mana Yafir Rishon Kishacholek Im Echav Akohanim Belechem Apanim." It doesn't apply to any food in any context or any money accretion. It applies a dafka in the context of avoda, lechem apanim. When you're splitting lechem apanim with other kohanim, so then v'kidashto v'lital money afreishan. So what's the v'kidashto? They're all kohanim, right? So that's not so pasha. It's we're talking in the context of chalukah lechem apanim, but it's only the kohanim that get lechem apanim. Some explain that it's referring to the Kohen Gadol. That if the Kohen Gadol is dividing together with other Kohani Hedyot, then the Kohen Gadol has preference for the choice chelak in the lechem apanim. But then that's a different, presumably the other vikidashtos of bracha that's referring to any Kohen. And this, Dafka Kohen Gadol, that's noteworthy, but that seems to be what Pshat of the Mefarish is. Otherwise, what does it mean? Kishacholik emachav akonim alechem abanim. Tosfos, there in Gittin and Testament Beis, velital mana yafarishan, kegon b'meiser ani, o b'tzdaka imu ani, o b'chaveirim hamesubin b'suda. So if you're dividing Meiser Ani or a generic staka and the Kohen is entitled to Meiser Ani or staka, so then he takes precedence over other non-Kohanim. Or if they're eating together in a Suda, so that's like, or if they're eating together in a Suda, Val. The media the shut was low, they're meaning prak makashinagu, the nosin eina bechela gafa, eina roa simin brachal olam. So if it's something that they jointly own anyway, so then it's not appropriate that a Kohen should claim one share of another. Tosfos invokes a more general din that you shouldn't try to take something first of a chalukah. If the chaverim that are mesubin together, so then if you're giving out food to all the assembled guests, so give the Kohen first. So the Rashi in Gittin, it sounds like even a davar shall chalukah ba'alma, like with Tosfos coming lafuke, then they also be subject to the din of lital mani yafarishan. But what's common between Rashi and Tosfos is that we're talking about even a chulin context, a non-avoda context, as opposed to the mefarish and nedarim, that seems to limit it to an avoda context. You take a look in the Perish Arash in nedarim, on the side of the Gemara, in nedarim we have printed the Perish Arash. So there, the Rush writes, "L'chol davar shebeknusha, b'chol davar sheyira'e gadol umekudash." Anything that has appearance of having some element of mekudash, gadol umekudash, and then he says, "So, what are the examples?" L'toach rishon, liyos rosh hamedabrim b'chol kibbutz, im ledaber l'kibbutz am ledaber v'lidrosh tchila. If people are getting together, so yimachabed the kohen was saying the first dvar Torah. So here, we're talking about mana yaf in a suda, which sounds like a chul in a non-kachim context, but the Rush still frames it in terms of gadol mekudesh. So gadol mekudesh could be two different things, not necessarily that every davar gadol is also davar mekudesh. Unless he means that even to give the mana yafa tchila in a suda has some level of mekudash to it. So there's some element of a common theme of mekudash, but not necessarily not to the extreme of thing that only applies to chalukas kachim. So it seems like the more dominant approach in Rishonim is that this din is relevant outside of an avoda context. The extent to which that is true, subject to machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, maybe the Rush frames more broader things in the context of mekudesh in some level, as opposed to the mefarshin adarim that limits it to a kachim, and you have to figure out the lechem apanim context. Does he really mean kohen gadol as opposed to other kohanim? But this is quoted la'alacha in Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Simin Reish Alasif Beis Lo Yakdim Chacham Yisrael Kohen Am Aretz Levarach Lefanav Derech Chokum Mishpat So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the context of the more advanced shivakdusha, the levarach rishon, the leftoch b'tar rishon. So that's the context of the sugya and gittin where we started the afternoon test. That's in the context of the Gemara says certain things are mibnei tikkun olam, and the Gemara says that given the coin, the first aliyah initially says mibnei tikkun olam. The Gemara asks tikkun olam deraisa, it's based on the kiddusha. So the Gemara resolves that, or have to resolve that. But in the context of Levarech, the context of Bracha Lefanov, maybe Zeman as well. So that appears in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Bitzia Sapas. Okay. Some achronim are bothered by the following problem. The Gemara in Nedarim on Samach Beis Amud Aleph at the very bottom has the following. Amar Rava, Shari Le Tzorva Meirabanan Lemeimar Tzorva Meirabanan. A young rabbinic scholar is allowed to identify himself as a young rabbinic scholar. And therefore, you can say, I'm a Tzorva Meirabanan. Sharuli Tigray Beresha. What does that mean, says the Ran? Hatiru Tagar Shali, release, untie my belt, which is an expression, Klomar Piskuli Dini Tchila. So there's a long line in Bezdin. You have two chalitzas and a ged and a din Torah to do. And the Kohen shows up. The Kohen says, I get to go first. So that's what it means. He can... I'm sorry. The Talmud Chacham says, I get... I'm getting ahead of myself. Thank you. The Talmud Chacham says, I get to go first. So he's allowed to say, Paskin my din first, because I'm a Tzorva Me Rabbana. How do we know that? So just like a Kohen is allowed to take, or Kohen's entitled to take first, so too a Talmud Chacham is entitled to take first, and the Gemara invokes this in the context of Kedima for Din Torah. And how do you know that a Kohen takes first? Fine. This din of a Talmud Chacham having Kedima appears in two places in Shulchan Aruch. Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Gimel Siftal Sifei. Talmud Chacham Sheyesh Lo Schora Limkor. Lo Yamanich and Lashem Adam Limkor Meyosa Schora Ad Sheyimkor Hu Tchila Es Shalaf. Talmud Chacham has Schora to sell, so he's entitled to sell it first before anyone else does. That's one of the rationales of that famous tshuva of the Rama to his cousin the Maharam Padua, that the Maharam Padua was Rambam's, that he was short sold on by another printer who tried to undercut him, and the Rama paskened for many reasons. It's one of them that no one's allowed to buy the competing Rambams until the Maharam Padua's edition of the Rambam was sold out. Fine. V'davka deleka goyim demizavdi, v'alika goyim demizavdi lo, deha les rachos from Rabbanan. Okay, so it depends on what the market allows. Fine. Sif hey. If a Talmud Chacham has a din with someone else and he's standing from the dayan, the Yesham Bali Din Mechayim, and there are other people also who are waiting to be served, even if they arrived at Bezdin first, so even if there's a long line in Bezdin, everyone has a ticket, and the Talmud Chacham walks in last, Talmud Chacham is allowed to pull rank and be serviced first due to his status as a Talmud Chacham. That's in Hilchos Talmid Chachamim in Yaredeya. Then Choshem Mishpat, Simin Tes Vav, Tzarech Hadayin Sheyakdim Ladun Adin Shabalafan of Tchilas. In general, a Dayin has to first come, first serve, has to be done, the people are coming first. Aval Tzarech Lahakdim Din Shel Talmud Chacham Afilu Balabasof. However, if a Talmud Chacham comes, even if the Talmud Chacham comes last, he has to be makdim the Talmud Chacham first. So this din is quoted in both Choshen Mishpat and Yeredeya, that you have the right, Talmud Chacham has the right to pull rank, so to speak, and insist that his din be heard first prior to other individuals, even if he's the last one to show up at Beis Din. So the Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishis, Urim Tumim there in Yeredeya Simin Tesvav, as well as the Yitzchak Chanan and his Nachlis Yitzchak on Choshen Mishpat, are both bothered by the following question. The Gemara's whole derivation of the din, that a Talmud Chacham is entitled to pull rank and come first for a din Torah, is based on a comparison to a Kohen, just like there's a din of the Kiddushto, that a Kohen is Paseach Rishon, not Tamani Afer Rishon, so too is there a din that a Talmud Chacham has the right to demand that he be accorded preferential treatment in hearing his case first in Beis Din. However, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch or in the Rambam do we find this din in the context of a Kohen. So the whole derivation is based on the din of a Kohen, and yet this din of Lakdimo for Din Torah, we only find the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam in the context of a Talmud Chacham and not in the context of a Kohen. Why should that be? So the Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz in his Tumim, which I excerpted here, suggests the following. That he's ma'arich within the Rambam that we started with. The Rambam frames v'kiddushto only in the context of dvarim shebikdusha. So we learn out that just as there is a din of the Kiddushto, that for purposes of Dvarim Shebikdusha, you have to be makdim a Kohen. And the Rambam, again, seems to limit that in the context of Avoda or corollaries to Avoda. So too, is there a requirement to be makdim Tamid HaChachamim in different contexts? But the contexts are not necessarily the same. You know, the model of a Kohen is that you have to be makdim a Kohen for certain things. So just as you have to be makdim a Kohen for certain things, so too do you have to be makdim a Talmud Chacham for certain things. But the certain things aren't necessarily the same. The Kohen could have a different set of things that he has kedima for, and a Talmud Chacham has a different set of things that he has kedima for, which are reflective of their different statuses. The kedima for a Kohen is a function of his involvement in Kedusha. The kedima for Talmud Chacham is a function of his status of the Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara's comparison is only meant to indicate that they both have certain areas where you have to be makdim over other people, but those areas are necessarily the same. And Rabbi Zal Chanan has something similar. He concludes that even though it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch as such, but he thinks that even for a Kohen, maybe there is a malyusa to be makdim a Kohen when he's waiting online for a din Torah as well, even though it's not quoted that way in Shulchan Aruch. Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, chelek yudches simin samich tes, chelek yudches simin samich tes. So we alluded to this when we spoke. Was it over the summer? I'm trying to remember what we spoke about. We spoke of the topic of kedima for vaccinations. So this Tzitz Eliezer talks about Seder kedima for medical treatment. And I think we referenced this at the time, that the fact that you're first in line at the clinic doesn't necessarily entitle you to be the first one seen by the doctor. There are other sets of principles that need to be assessed in order to determine a priority of care. But in the same tshuva, he raises the question of kedima for tamid chachamim. If you have a tamid chacham who the Gemara invokes in Shulchan Aruch, we have it in the context of a din Torah. But let's say you have a tamid chacham that comes to the doctor's office. So we discuss that in the context of vaccinations. Let's say you have a tamid chacham that comes to buy something in a store. So assuming, as he assumes, that even in our day, there are people that have status of Tamid Chachamim, so are they entitled to have Kedima for other services beyond the specific example of Beis Din that the Gemara has and is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Tzitz Eliezer thinks that in the context of a Talmi Chacham, it's not only limited to a Din Torah. There is a story, I think it was the fact that you may be entitled to Kedima doesn't necessarily mean you have to invoke Kedima. I think there's a story, I think it was Mr. Zalman during the war in 48, I think it was, or around then, where things were being rationed in Yerushalayim, and his wife went to pick up whatever supply was being rationed from the center distributing them, and people saw the Eishes Talmid Chacham come, and they motioned her to the front of the line that she should take first. And she came back with the sugar or the oil, whatever it was. And Mr. Zalman saw her and said, "How do you get back so quickly?" So she said that I went and they told me to come first. And they said, "That's Chashak Zela. You have to go back and give it back and wait in line for your turn like everyone else." But at least in theory, the Tzitz Eliezer entertains that there may be other situations in which there could be Kedima for a Talmid Chacham outside of a Din Torah. Right, so that's correct. That's one example that you have in Shulchan Aruch. But that's the question: is it just a kavod, or is it Bittul Torah? So the Rush there in the Darim says Bittul Torah. The Rush, right? Piskuli dinei kidei shelo espatel milimudi. That paskin my din first, so that I don't have to be batel from Talmud Torah. But I don't know if everyone. And if everyone agrees to that, or is, you know, maybe an element of Kavod Talmid Chacham independent of the Bittul Torah, it's Bittul Torah. So then if the person's not learning anyway, then shouldn't be entitled to any Kedima, or if he could learn while he's waiting online. If it's Kavod, so then even if he could learn when he's waiting online, maybe Kavod would be relevant. The Mishabrua, so again, in Siman Reish Aleph, that's in the context of Levarech Risham, or Betzias Abbas. But the Mishabrua writes over there in Sifkat in Yigimel that this applies to Chelek Yafo also, even though that's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He says, Sarachian, Lama Einus Haran Aksha, Lahaktim Lakoin, Lachal Hanimile. So, yeah, this din of Lito Mana Yafa Rishon, at least for those Rishonim who understand the Rov Rishonim, that it's in the context of Chula non-Kutcha matters as well, and it applies whether or not it applies to Davra Chaluka B'Shutvis Machlokes Rashi Tosafot, at least applies if you're sitting in a meal together that the Rosh has to give out the first portion to Kohen. The Mishnah Berurah says, so he seemed to notice that people weren't so careful about this to give the Kohen the first portion. And then he even says, Tov lahakdim alevi gamken l'Yisrael, imayim shavim b'chachma, b'birkas amazon, b'hamotzi, b'sinas staka. That's a question of whether Kedushas Levi exists. Is there such a thing as Kedushas Levi? Kedushas Levi dependent on Kohen, and whether there is a Kohen, and the 2 days in Rashi is part of the Chavila there in the Gemara in Gittin. Okay, but it does seem like, in principle, the only context that the Gemara has for cutting a line is for a Talmid Chacham, and it's questionable whether that would apply to a Kohen also. The Tumim doesn't think so, and Yitzchak Chanan, in principle, doesn't think so, even though he says that the Lamaisa, there may be reason to be Machdim a Kohen there as well.